Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. Alex Donnell, good friend, been a big part of WQM for a long, long time. Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast. Also, Saturday, all the pre and post game for the Canes and Syracuse game. So Alex Donnell's got a busy couple of days coming up. How you doing, Alex? How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing well, Joe. I'm excited for Thanksgiving, going to be seeing some family, and I'm excited for Saturday because this is going to be one of the most meaningful games Miami has played in late November in, what, going back at least since 2017? So everything's in front of the Canes right now still.
Still in really good shape, although I watched college football playoff rankings last night, and they came in at 6, and I just went, I mean, it's great. It's the highest they've been ranked, but really doesn't matter. You got to win this game. I mean, we should just, like, great, but you're going to play a really good Syracuse team that's 8-3, 5-1 at home, that throws the ball even better than you do as far as yards go. The top two guys will face off with this kid, Kyle McCord, as well as Cam Ward. I'm looking forward to it. So for you, we had some people talk about this a little earlier. Is it about a better pass rush? Do you blitz? Do you stay aggressive? Or do you just, they got four guys, they don't necessarily all run fast, but boy, they catch everything thrown to them.
Yeah, I mean, first I look defensively for Miami. If you look at some of the trends for Syracuse this year, they've been kind of deceptively one-dimensional, and I say that because they've got a really good running back at the top with LaQuint Allen, who's over 800 yards. He's going to be close to 1,000 this year, but they don't have much of a rotation, and they don't run the football very often. They're actually the most pass-heavy team in the country. Now, I'm sure that Syracuse would like to play more of a ball control game against Miami, because that really worked for Georgia Tech, and it's worked for some of the teams that have given Miami close games this year, trying to keep Cam Ward off the field. But that's not really Syracuse's game. They throw the football a ton. So if you wonder if Miami can make them one-dimensional, the Hurricanes saw a revived pass rush last week, Joe, as we know, producing 5 sacks against Wake Forest. You know, Miami would like to try and, you know, turn Syracuse into kind of what they've been all season long, a passing team, and hope you can get that pass rush going, because they do have great pass rushers, including Aronde Gadsden II, who at tight end is their leading receiver. He's an incredible player. Kyle McCord's having a really good year. And then, Joe, on the flip side, I would actually like to see Miami on offense kind of play the game that some of those other teams have tried to play against the Hurricanes, and that's, you know, taking nothing away from Cam Ward in the passing game, but wow. I would like to see Miami continue to run the football. Like, we saw Jordan Lyle have, you know, another breakout game last week, the true freshman with 16 yards per carry, 115 rushing yards and a touchdown. You know, we continue to see good things in recent weeks from both Damian Martinez and Mark Fletcher. Miami's running game produced 228 yards last week. Syracuse's running defense, Joe, is surprisingly bad. Like, there's some good things about that Syracuse football team that's got 8 wins right now, only 3 losses, but their rushing defense is not that. They're 129th in the country in stopping the run. So you would think Miami would have an opportunity to produce some yards.
Yeah, and by the way, if they have to come up and help that run and have safeties come up and stuff, it's just going to potentially be great for this passing game down the field with one-on-one opportunities, to your point. Hey, help me out. So the pass rush at times been good, but it's also disappeared. So who are your 4 best pass rushers in your second and long or third and long situation? Tell me the 4 guys you like the most inside and outside. Mezidor, Ruben, who else would it be?
Yeah, Ruben Bain, Akeem Mezidor for sure, like you mentioned. I really like Elijah Alston, who seems like he's going to be ready to come back and play this week. And then, you know, for the 4th one, it's a little bit tougher because, you know, Tyler Barron is a great natural pass rusher. He struggled a little bit against the run, freelancing a little bit too much.
No freelancing. We're done with the freelancers.
Exactly. So it's maybe not been as much depth as we thought it was going to be. But I think, Joe, Ruben Bain is starting to really come on, as you saw last week, producing a sack. Simeon Barrow is probably the other one. If I'm going to mention a 4th, is probably the next guy, because playing even in the interior, he's produced some big plays and some big sacks. But I like the way that Bain seems to be coming on, because people forget, like, he was injured for about 4 games earlier in the season. Even since he's been back, I think he's still been working his way. Just my opinion, I think he's probably been working his way back into full fitness, and I think he's back into full fitness now.
Yeah, it's so they're going to try to, right, this thing they would love. You think their thinking is get in a shootout a little bit as well? I know you mentioned the running game, but they got to keep up, and I don't know if anybody can do that Georgia Tech plan, which, by the way, the coach didn't even hide about. He said, yeah, this is real simple. It's old school. Long drives, being able to run the ball and stop the run and just take advantage of it and let Cam Ward watch the game, and that's going to be our formula. But I don't know if they've got Georgia Tech's personnel to do that. Do you feel that way
right,
a little bit?
100%, Joe, 100%. Well, one thing Syracuse has not really excelled at this season is consistently running the football outside of LaQuint Allen. They just don't really have enough. I think, you know, I've talked to a couple of Syracuse people this week, like Jackson Holzer, who hosts Locked On Syracuse on the Locked On Network, and he's really looking at needing to win the turnover battle is something that he feels Syracuse really needs to do. And, of course, you know, everyone looks at Cam Ward and they say, you know what, for as talented as he is, sometimes he doesn't make the best decisions when he's trying to make big plays. So I think Syracuse is looking at it like, hey, let's try to create a shootout with these guys, because Cuse's offense, especially their passing offense, has been prolific this year. They've actually now passed Miami's just passing offense. Miami still has the number one total offense in the country, but now it's Ole Miss number one in passing, Syracuse number two, and Miami number three. So Syracuse and Kyle McCord can sling the football. So they want to get in, I think, into a shootout with Miami and hope they can get a couple more turnovers than Miami does. And then, Joe, I also wonder, you know, how much of what Miami's defense did last week, I hope that's sustainable, because outside of, you know, an opening drive where they had some of the typical breakdowns,
broken coverage,
boy, did that, but they tightened up, Joe. They absolutely tightened up after that. They were producing, you know, 3 and outs. They're producing takeaways last week. They only gave up 7 points against a pretty good Wake Forest offense. Syracuse offense is better, of course, but, you know, we heard so much during the bye week about trying to improve the communication in the back end, improving the alignment, and playing better assignments. And for most of that game against Wake Forest, they showed those things. Can they show them again this week?
I'm going to go ahead and ask you Damari Brown question that everybody asks me all the time at American Heritage Plantation, who's been injured since first game of the season or second game of the season. So you think he plays? I mean, if he's ever going to play, this is the game you'd like to see him, right?
I've been saying for the past couple of weeks, yeah, just based on what we hear, from Mario, that I've felt the last couple of weeks like he's really close. You know, Damari, he actually went through warm-ups last week against Wake Forest, but it wasn't the first time this year we've seen players go through warm-ups and then ultimately not go. What Cristobal said last week, and of course you talk to him every week, you know, he said last week that, you know, Damari was really close, and if not this week, that was before Wake Forest, then it would probably be next week. So I think Brown is going to play. I think him going through the warm-ups against Wake Forest was a positive sign. I think this is probably the game he gets a go. I would expect to probably see him a lot at nickel this week, assuming he does play. And I think it's just important to add more depth into that defensive back rotation, because it, a couple things, Joe, that, you know, would surprise people. You know, O.J. Frederick, who's having one of the best seasons in the country, he's one of the top graded corners in the country as a true freshman. And also, Joe, for as bad as Miami's defense has looked at times this year, they've looked really bad in certain games and certain possessions. Somehow, Miami's got the top-rated defense in the conference. They've got the top total defense in the ACC. I'm not sure how that's even possible, but it is reality.
Yeah. No, listen, that's good number. So hopefully you're right. The mental mistakes and the freelancing, I know you're physically, you're going to get beat and you're going to miss tackles. That's part of the game. But the other stuff, you know, I'm with you. And taking care of the football is a great one. So I got to go back. Like, I was a little surprised. Like, I'm not surprised. I think SMU's really good, and they come in at 9. You surprised to see Clemson work their way back up? And by the way, talk about – they got South Carolina's, who got a really good football team for their last game, a rivalry game. Could you see Clemson getting back in this thing, even though they may not even play in the ACC championship game?
Yeah, Joe, I think the fact that Clemson is right now number 12, so technically they're in position, you know, to be in the playoff at this moment. If, assuming they beat South Carolina, which is not going to be an easy game even at home, they're 2.5-point favorites at home, which is basically a pick 'em game. But if they beat South Carolina, we know how much the committee loves the SEC. They're really going to consider that a quality win. And, yeah, I think Clemson would be in position, and I think they could set up the possibility that there could end up being 3 teams in the college football playoff from the ACC. That would require Miami beating Syracuse, Joe. Miami needs to win, because if Miami doesn't beat Syracuse, you're more than likely out of the playoff, in addition to being out of the ACC championship game, of course. But if Miami beats Syracuse this week, if the committee wants Clemson to be in, they basically also have to allow the loser of the ACC championship game, unless it's a blowout. If it's a blowout, maybe manipulate a little bit. But if it's a close game, they basically have to put the loser of the ACC title game in, Joe, because the committee has said, we're assuming they're not lying, which maybe they lie, but the committee has said that they're not going to, you know, overly punish teams from losing in the conference championship game, and they wouldn't want to reward a Clemson who didn't play in the ACC title, if they don't play in the ACC title game, reward them over a team that did play in it. So if the committee wants Clemson in, I think they also would have to let in the loser of Miami versus SMU.
That'd be an interesting, as you said, it's got to be a competitive close game, and you know, there, and by the way, I hope we get there, because I did it again. I looked ahead. God, I hate doing that, man. I can't believe I just did that again. Alex, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. It's going to be a fun Saturday to watch all these different scenarios play out. And bottom line is, man, 6 is for nothing if you don't win, right? 6 is you. By the way, I can't imagine being any more motivated. It's like Coach didn't even have to say anything. Those guys know what's at stake to go up there. And by the way, playing perfect, the only team in the Northeast that has perfect weather conditions is Syracuse indoors. Can't beat that.
Good stuff.
Alex, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. See ya.
All right. Alex Donald, Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast will be pre and post game. He's doing it all. All you guys, man. How many people? Where's Monroe County? Is he with him?
Yeah, Monroe will be with
him. All right.
And then I got the basketball game. Right. Make it sound like I'm taking the day off.
I did not say that. I knew what you were
implied.
Doing. You told me what you were
Someone's got to call the basketball game,
man. I know.
I'm looking forward to it, actually.
I know you are.
I'll be watching the football game on the iPad over there.
All right. Well, listen, hopefully just get
How do they schedule these things at the same time, by
Big
the way?
Big W, I don't know. Hey, listen,
we
man. We
talk to the people at ESPN. Let's
have this problem. Let's have this problem.
I'd like to be working the following weekend would be nice.
Yeah, that one.
I mean, you talk about having conflicts. Yeah, that would be
like,
nice.
Hey, I'd like a problem. I got to go to the ACC championship game or I get to call a different game. Yeah, I'm with you, man. Hey, I'll tell you who else I'm with. Baptist Health South Florida, that sports medicine program they have put together for South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. Check that. FIU and FAU, the same thing. Matter of fact, high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the country. Some of the specialists and doctors that they have put together, an all-star lineup from around the country that have now here for every part of the body. That's when you know you have a top sports medicine program, when you have a lot of great knee doctors for any kind of knee problem you have, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialists, back specialists, hip and knee replacement, even doctors that do nothing but work on Achilles, which has become one of the biggest problems we have for athletes right now, for team sports and individual sports. The next time you get injured, the best news of all is we got great three really good facilities. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Man, you can't have a better location than you have in Broward County right off 595 like that. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Joe, if I can here, why don't we get to a weather report? It is brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. You already know, man. It's going to be nice day today.
Great, great weather.
We don't need to get into specifics. It's a good day to go out.
No, just say we got good stuff, man. If you're out or you're starting that long weekend a little bit early today, maybe cutting out early, don't worry about it, man. The weather's great. Go out. Get outside and enjoy yourself.
I'm hitting the carnival tonight, the Christmas Wonderland carnival.
Boy, Woody, you got to come up with something. I forgot, man.
No work or school tomorrow.
No,
so
you're
we're going to go out. We're going to go big tonight, man.
You're getting creative.
Yeah.
Can you wear them out? Do they get worn out if you do enough? Yeah. Or do they just get home like, hell no.
Last night they were pretty tired. So last night we stuffed them full of sugar. It was Leon's birthday. We took them to the Heat game. And we just, the entire night, we're stuffing both of the kids full of just junk food and sugar. And
you want to see if you give them a stomach ache or something and get them?
No, we give them a little rush, a little buzz during the game, and then, hopefully they crash. It's kind of the goal, right? I don't know, man. There's a lot of junk food at these games.
Whatever.
Kids like to eat that stuff, listen, you know?
You go, you're going
to
eat.
And I get to nibble what they don't finish. It's
that's
nice.
Right.
Hey, by the way, really quick, I want to say hello to Terry, who he always tweets to us. He wishes us a happy Thanksgiving. Very nice thing he said to us on Twitter here.
Oh, thank you.
So happy Thanksgiving, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
And all of our listeners out there, man.
Yeah, whether you're doing a Thanksgiving on Thursday or one on Friday, or you're doing both.
What are you going to eat up there on Thursday?
I don't know, man.
Some brats or something?
I don't know.
Cheese?
Whatever the restaurant has. Whenever they have.
Do you ever try to do anything in these cities? Do you ever do like anything touristy?
Never. Never.
Really?
No.
You don't ever want to like experience any of the stuff?
You know, like Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
People ask me about
it. You said you've never gone.
Never gone.
Why? You're like a party
pooper. And we've had night games. We've had Thursday night games there. We've had, and everybody goes, hey, day off, you want to go? Hey, we got time off during the day. You want to go? It's not that far away. I go, nah, I don't want to see it. You know, people come up there for a vacation. I don't care. Great.
I don't get that, man. I love doing touristy stuff. I visit a city. I go on TripAdvisor. I find the top things to do, and I'll just, that's what I'll do. Whatever the most touristy, things to do in
no,
an
that's
area,
good.
That's
no,
what
no,
I like
no,
to do.
No. So we'll do sports things sometimes. Like if somebody's got a famous baseball park or something and they got the I'm really in, we talked about this a few weeks ago, the statues and the monuments.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. And the Reds. I always bring it up because the big red machine is going through, and Johnny Bench got the big one, and so I thought that was really cool. We did that, and I did it with all the other – a lot of the guys my age were old baseball fans and remember it, so they all wanted to see it. So we walked down, and so we'll do that. I did it at the Lakers, walked down to see the Lakers.
Those are cool, by the way.
So
I haven't been
Staples
there since
Center.
The Kobe one, but those are cool.
But, that stuff is the history, and Green Bay's got a lot of the same great history. They got some.
So if it's not sports-related, you're not interested is what
only
you're
great
saying.
Food. Then it's about okay. Somebody got a famous steak
sports
restaurant.
Sports or eating, gotcha.
Yeah, that's it. That's where I am. But as far as, going 40 minutes to
boy,
see
your wife
something.
Must love going on vacation with you.
No, I'm sure I'm horrible.
Yeah.
Sure I'm not.
Well, you fell asleep at the theater on Broadway.
I don't know, so I did.
Outrageously disrespectful.
I could
tell. Those plays happen to be really good.
By the way, I could tell that the people that were around there thought it was very disrespectful.
Yeah, and you're lucky they didn't stop the show.
And my wife was embarrassed.
They stopped the show and yelled at you.
I told her, I said, can you give me some caffeine? I'll be fine.
561 here says, perfect day to cut out of work early, get some mall walking in at Sawgrass, possibly get run over playing pickleball. There you go. Good luck to the guys.
Hey,
this is, by the way, you talk about like mail-in work weeks. This is like one of the ultimate ones, right?
It must be. I go by our boss. He took off Monday. It was like, hey, I'm leaving Monday and I'll be gone. I know there's
out Sunday.
I know there's a lot of football games and a lot going on, and I run the sports station. But you know what? It's important I take off right now for a week. I'll see you guys. If you need me, don't call me.
He didn't say that. He tells me I can call him. I don't know about you.
I don't call him.
I know.
No reason.
You don't even have his number, probably.
No, you do everything he does. You're the one who finds people to work and stuff.
We got to find people to work. We got shows coming up. We got stuff going on.
Sitting there taking shots. Hey, we got a lot of news that we want to get everybody caught up on that we had from this morning, but we haven't talked about, and has to do with the Dolphins. And they released Marcus May, the safety, veteran safety, been a really good player throughout his career, was backing up pretty much Poyer at safety. Because Javon's on the other side, Javon's back, and so they bring Patrick McMorris, their sixth-round pick, who had a good preseason. They bring him back, so they let Marcus May go, and Lester Cotton was moved because of Isaiah Wynn, who's back, your original left guard, before getting injured last year. Took him a while to get healthy. So he's back, and so they let Lester Cotton move him to the practice squad, where he lasted about 2 seconds before the Patriots picked him up and put him on the 53-man roster. So I wanted that news. And by the way, that wasn't it. You're like, okay, I mean, this stuff goes on, and when the team puts a positive spin, Marcus May, oh, we got so much respect and all that. Well, he didn't do something right, or you would have still had him on the team. Shaq Barrett, by the way, says NFL. I want to unretire. I'm coming back. I want to come back. Dolphins have his rights. So the team was asked yesterday, hey, Shaq Barrett wants to come back. He's been thinking about it, and he made it official. And so the team now all of a sudden has to do their due diligence to figure out what kind of shape he's in, if he really wants to play. Because if he's Shaq Barrett that's been taking care of himself and knew that this might happen – and he was getting an itch to get things worked out that he and his family had been through. and want to come back and play, and his heart's really into it, listen, man, you don't have to go anywhere. Stay right here and play for the Dolphins. Give you for a good month, but obviously there's a lot that's got to take place, because it's one thing to say, I really want to come back, and you see him, and he hadn't worked out in friggin' 5 months. Or, you know, that would be, and, you know, then it's like, I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass on how much you want to play. You know, you don't look like the guy that we thought we were going to get. So it's an interesting one that, man, if he's been in shape, you got to bring him. You got to bring him back and let him and add some depth as a pass rusher. The more the merrier here late in the season. If you're serious about making a run and you can add something like Shaq Barrett, who all of a sudden decides he's been thinking about it for a while, probably got the green light from the family, and got himself. I'm guessing if you want to come right now, you put yourself, if you're smart, you kept yourself in really good shape and going to come back thinking, I want to show everybody I can still play and maybe play the year after. So that one will be an interesting one to watch going forward, but nothing bigger than the game. Don't get me wrong. You got this game. I can't say it enough. This is year three of Mike McDaniel for the head coach of the Dolphins. If they win this game, this would be his biggest win as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And, folks, it's not even close. This win would put him back to 500. It would take care of the whole thing about the cold weather. It would take care of the whole thing about winning against playoff teams. You'd be playing a really good team. The Packers are 8-3. All those things. And so, yeah, this team's playing a lot better. The Tua numbers, the last five games since he's been back are really, really good. The defense is playing great. Like, yeah. You got this team. They didn't quit. They stayed with you. They hung in there. You got good chemistry. You got good character with the guys you have on this team. But you got to win this game. Just got to win. You got to do whatever you did to Buffalo, but you got to close it. Whatever you had a chance with Buffalo, but you got to close this game out. And so we'll
do you
we'll
agree, see, though, that there's also more on the line in this game? Like, this is jobs. This is keeping that core together. I mean, this is like,
I don't.
This is the game, though, man.
I don't think Mike is. I'm just being honest. You asked me. You may disagree.
I that's all I did was ask you.
I don't think Mike's job take is it in jeopardy.
Okay.
I'm going to take it a step further. I don't believe Chris Greer's job's in jeopardy.
Okay.
And obviously,
you're the authority on this stuff.
I'm not,
man,
the authority.
So
I just hear and see
you've
stuff.
You've been the authority for a long time on this stuff. If that's what you think, I take your word for it. I think it's. You know, a lot of fans are pissed off, but
I'm not saying they. If you're not happy, I get it, because this team was supposed to be, was not supposed to go through this. But I'm just telling you, first of all, I still believe no matter what, they're going to win at least 8 games by the way they're playing. Now the question is, and if you lose this one, now you got to win out. You got to beat the 49ers at home, and you got to beat Houston on the road, and then all the other teams. You got to beat the Jets twice and all those other things. But I'm just telling you, I know people aren't going to like what I just said, but
it's very fair, though, if that's
Mike,
what you think.
Mike is – hey, Woody, you can disagree. I
want to disagree with you. I can only tell you what I think should happen. But I do want to wait to see how it plays out, obviously. Look, man, you turn this thing around, and they somehow make the playoffs – I mean, it would be an incredible story.
Yeah.
Does it change the fact that this roster is kind of screwy? Not really, but
So I can see both sides.
Here's the thing, though. I don't even want to talk about, like, today's not the right day to talk about it.
No,
I'm
because
just, my
it
point was
anything,
that this
right?
game, like, there's a lot on the line, man. These guys
but
all want to stay together.
There are other people who agree with you.
But you have to prove this is the one. I mean, you have to prove you can do this. And there'll be more prove-it games down the road, by the way.
Boy,
but this is
but
where
I
it
will
starts.
Tell you.
You're back to 2 games under 500. I don't think you have any shot at
you,
that point.
You can't slip up on a bad team. You cannot. I don't know what the 49ers are, but
it doesn't
just
matter.
In general.
You lose this game, Joe. Like, again, I don't know that they at 5-7. They're not going to make the playoffs.
So their thing would be, we got to win the next 5.
Yeah.
No, and I
yeah, and they probably still don't get in at that point, which is crazy, right?
10-7, you're going to get in.
Not a guarantee.
Denver's going to dump, man.
Oh, okay.
Denver's going to dump.
They're going to dump?
And the Chargers, are you sure the Chargers are? They're playing a lot better. Harbaugh's got them tough. Playing.
Yeah, they do. I just don't know that 10 is not a lock to get you in. Can we agree on that?
No, 9-8's not a lock because we got in a 9-8. I think 10-7's a lock.
Okay.
Because head-to-head or conference record or division record. And
fine. Either way, you're 5-7. Winning out is not easy.
But I will tell you, you need to go 4-2 in the AFC East. You know, the two losses, that's done.
Yeah, no, Buffalo. No, I'm aware of the other
you,
two.
You have to get – you got two games with those Jets, and you cannot have a slip-up and let Aaron Rodgers act like Aaron Rodgers one afternoon. You cannot let that happen. We got to go to break, man. We got a lot of stuff coming up here, a lot more stuff. Mike Florio is going to join us coming up from Pro Football Talk in the early 9 o'clock hour. But, yeah, man, I mean, you could throw out all those things, Woody, and I'm not saying you might be right. I'm just telling you from what I hear and see, those guys are both safe.
Well, we got to see how it goes, right?
Well, no,
if it,
no,
if
sure.
If it falls off the rails.
Yeah, no, I mean, if it go, really.
If they turn it around.
If it really falls off, maybe.
If they finish it, the new 500 is what, 9-8 or 8-9, right? Isn't that the new 500?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the new Dolphins 500.
Well, let's talk for a second here this morning about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yeah, it's a holiday season, but listen, things happen to people. They get injured. And I just want to tell you about the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish. Yet when you walk in, and if you're starting to look around and or you make this call to Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, and they go, so what attorneys do you have that will be working on our case? And you're going, you're talking to them. Yeah, we do the work. We don't hand it off to other attorneys. It's us. When you decide you're going with us, you got us. The guy's name's on the law firm. It's us. They're big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. They believe in communication. They believe in communication. You know what communication means, and you're in a law firm? That means you know somebody's injured and they want to get an update on how their case is going, and they expect to get a call back right away. If not, when you call them, they call you back. You text them. You want them to text you back. And that's something that's really important 7 days a week when you talk about Harvey and Gary and the way they do it. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners who you can always get a hold of that do unbelievable work and work their butts off to get you a fair settlement. That's what they're all about. Go to CohenandJudah.com. 866-FAIR-FEE, 866-FAIR-FEE. And by the way, if this is not happening where you are currently, if you're listening, you need to call Harvey and Gary and get started with them today. Find out how things are just a little bit different the way they do things. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.
I think this is an awesome opportunity, being able to play Thursday night football, prime time on Thanksgiving. It just takes me back to growing up in Hawaii. Obviously, the primetime games were a little earlier in Hawaii, but, you know, it's sort of the same deal. Like, that's the only team that's playing, and whether you like the teams that were playing or not, you just sit down, eat, you spend time with family, and you get to watch that. And, you know, sometimes you go outside and you pretend to be some of the players, you know, that are playing. And so for me, and, you know, I feel like a lot of the guys cherish this opportunity that we're about to get to be able to go over there to Lambeau, be able to play over there at a historic field. And it's just a blessing. It really is.
All right, that was Tua Tagovailoa talking about tomorrow night's third game on Thanksgiving, the one where you have the full belly. A lot of you will be going for seconds even before you sit down to watch that game. You hit it early, right? And then you go, no, there's no reason to put it away. Since we have so much food, let's go ahead and load up on another round of mashed potatoes. Hopefully that turkey's not too dry, so you're still good. Second time around, the turkey.
Turkey's dry the first time around, usually.
Can you stop being such a downer about turkey?
Well,
if you don't like it, don't say anything.
I mean, it's only eaten once a year.
You're a real downer.
What do you think? They just save all the turkeys for this day? No, you get turkey any day.
Can I ask everybody out there, man? I just brought up turkey. Like, I like turkey.
Somebody told me on the text there's something called turducken. Like a half turkey, half duck.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
I do like duck very much.
I like duck growing up, too. I did.
Did you hunt them yourself?
I did.
Did you have like a beagle that would chase them down?
I didn't, but my buddy did have a bird dog, yes, that would go right out in those in the water and the rice fields and grab that duck and bring it back in.
Were you a good shot?
No, but you shoot enough when they're in the, you know, you just put it up, you're going to get lucky.
You ever feel bad doing it?
No. That's the only hunting I did, was dove and a duck.
Dove? Like those white birds?
Yeah, they're really good.
Oh, you eat them?
Yeah. You don't just shoot them to shoot them.
I don't know.
I don't know. My mom made them. They were really good. That's all.
All right.
Now,
Use those in like magic
shows. I wasn't big. So my father used to get up at like 4 a.m. on Saturday morning with my uncles and all my cousins that liked that. And they go deer hunt. They go run around the mountains like it was and they kill deer. I didn't go, but I'd eat it. I'd eat deer meat all day. I think deer meat's really good.
Mm.
Hope I'm not offending anybody today. I don't know how the hell.
What do you think, people have pet deers here? Someone said that is. By the way, that's right. That's the thing that John Madden always used to talk about: the turducken. It's a chicken stuffed inside a duck, stuffed inside a turkey. Everyone is saying,
"Hey, man, you don't have to do anything." Work? I like turkey.
Where would you get something?
I don't
like
know.
That? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but I like ham someone and turkey. Said,
If the turkey's dry, that I'm cooking it the wrong way. Yeah, I don't know.
So then on top of everything else, throw a little cranberry in there. Yeah, throw a little mashed potatoes. Got to break it and go with the mashed potatoes probably a lot during the course of the day. And then kind of mix it all in there together and get after it.
Hmm. Maybe they'll have some of that up there for you in the press box.
And then my sister-in-law. Legendary pumpkin pies with cream and pumpkin pie. Good God, are they good? Now I know everybody's got that recipe, but you know how that one person, and my wife makes them, and nothing against my wife, they're good, but there's just something about my sister-in-law going, hey, this is for you to take home, and I go, thank you. Just Michelle Civitini, she's just a special lady. I can tell you, I got lucky. I did. You look back at things you're thankful for, and my in-laws here in town are fantastic, right across the board. Can't beat it, and looking forward to I miss the day they're all together tomorrow, but that's all right.
Look at you scoring some points with the family, man. You don't want to end up like Aaron Rodgers or Baker Mayfield. I love that.
Oh, no, man.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, what are they doing another story on this guy on ESPN, huh?
What else is there to do, man?
I don't know.
I mean,
something.
What can he say? So now he's saying
he went on TV yesterday, didn't he? Did he go on with McAfee?
Yeah, and
he was ripping some reporter. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, he was getting after
who upset him now. I don't know.
She said something he's never talked to her in his life.
Oh,
that's his thing now. If they get something and you didn't talk to me, it's BS.
It says Aaron Rodgers says Jets are first option if he plays in 2025.
He did say that, and I'm thinking, why would they want you back for a third year? They've set this thing up for you. And everybody thought this team was going to be really good. And Aaron Rodgers has stayed healthy, right? The big thing, can Aaron Rodgers stay healthy? And it hasn't worked out. Anyway, we got Mike Florio. We'll
561 says, oh, God, no, not Joe. Joe eats Bambi, you monster.
Yeah.
It's true. Bambi.
Bambi's father, if you don't mind. You don't mind.
Doesn't like Bambi's entire family die?
I don't know. I just said I like deer meat growing up, man.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
If I offended somebody, I'm sorry, man.
Someone says Milam's makes a good turducken.
Oh, they got great stuff there.
They do.
Oh, boy. Good
family. They're like
very, very nice family.
Deli case. I don't know if you're a tuna guy.
Love tuna.
I happen to really like the Milam's tuna.
Tuna and cheese, pickles, tomato. Oh, Lord. You might get me into lunch right there today. That might be.
Always good.
Yeah. So
someone said it's pre-ordered, always sells out. All right, we'll have to get on that. I've never had one of these things, a turducken. It sounds awesome.
I'm okay with just turkey.
I mean, you guys, I don't know. It sounds cool.
It's fine. It's fine. I just, whatever.
The dry ass turkey.
Maybe you're, you know what? Somebody said maybe you're not doing
it
right.
Yeah, he's probably right.
Maybe you're not.
I think, doesn't Popeyes sell a turkey? Like a Cajun turkey?
I haven't been to Popeyes since our old location, to be honest.
Oh, and we worked on Fast Food Row?
I did. I used to stop by. It was a common between Kentucky Fried Chicken and that Popeyes. Whatever smell got me first, and the Kentucky Fried Chicken was right next door. I damn near bought that store. I ate there so much. You get out at 10, I wasn't eating breakfast, and I was like, damn, I'm hungry. I don't know if I'm making home. And then I go, nah, I'm going to skip. And then I go by Popeyes, and I just do a U-turn and go, oh, what the hell? I'm going to eat there. God, they got me.
Couple more quickies here for you, Joe. Bambi is delicious, someone says. Another person says, get the turkey from Honey Baked Ham. You won't be disappointed.
By the way, that might be, I think that's what Mrs. Rose is doing.
Fried turkey is awesome. I've heard about fried turkey. I don't know how
we got some people here done fried turkey. We have not done it.
Wouldn't you need like a giant fryer?
Woody, I don't know. I don't cook. I don't do that stuff.
I don't either, but I mean, I assume you would need a large fryer. Someone asked if you've tried beaver.
No, but I watch those Alaskan shows, and beaver's real big on
really?
They say it's really good. I see those people live out in the middle of nowhere, except for the camera that follows them
around. But aren't beavers important,
though? Oh, my God. Will you stop with everything's important?
Like No, but like beavers build dams, don't
they?
No. Isn't that their
thing? They don't build dams. They block
dams. What are you talking about? No, they about? Do. They build dams with their.
You got to watch the Alaskan people. Are you got to start watching these Alaskan zero, whatever, the below zero shows? You don't watch those, Woody?
No, I have not made
you
it.
You got to watch yet. Those.
But I'm not going to lie to you. I don't get a chance to watch a lot of shows anymore.
Well, when you get, you know, when you get to be grandpa's age, it's a little different show.
True. I've been watching, mostly I've been watching Blippi these days.
All right. No, I get it. My son's on that same program you're on.
Yeah. Man.
I got it. I got to see him while the kids were with us.
Next time we'll bond over about all these shows we watch.
We've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up, man. A lot more stuff to get to here, and we got two big ass football games coming up. A lot of big college games over on Saturday, and then all weekend long. Everybody trying to make a move down the stretch in the NFL. So we'll have a lot more stuff with Mike Florio coming up as well. Right now, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze. No, calm down. Michael Kotze is not a quarterback. He doesn't own a team, but Michael Kotze is Choice Mortgage. I just want to let you know, whether you're a first-time home buyer or you're just getting ready to buy a home and you need a mortgage and you need somebody to get you approved quickly, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is the man. 35 years in the business right here in South Florida. And takes a lot of pride in getting you the lowest rates you're going to get anywhere and getting you approved quickly. And if you're self-employed and you've been declined by the banks, why don't you decide before you think, well, I'm done. No, you're not. Call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Always going to take care of you. Got some great programs. Google reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage reviews and find out what people are saying about Michael Kotze and just how good he is at what he does. And he does work 7 days a week. That's great service. Think about that. You're getting ready to find a home you really like, and you just got to get the mortgage and get that done, and you can get a hold of Michael Kotze while you're going around looking for homes. That's pretty special. How about the reverse mortgage? More popular than ever for all my bros out there that are in that 60-year age group. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify to get all that equity out of that home of yours and still have a place to live. That's why the reverse mortgage, real quickly, is so popular, and nobody gets you approved faster than Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. What are you waiting for, man? You get a hold of him 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. 35 years in the business. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.